The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 36 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update published September 9. Included in the new cases are 25 unvaccinated individuals, 4 partially vaccinated people, and 7 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported today are as follows: Wasaga Beach, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact. Barrie, 15, 4 youth under 18 years old, 6 people between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 7 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 3 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest of the cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is still under investigation. Bradford, 6, 2 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 4 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 is outbreak related, and the other is still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Tay, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Isa, 2, 2 youth under 18 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the other is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old and 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other 2 cases are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 4, 2 people from Muskoka Lakes and 2 people from Huntsville. There are currently 266 active cases in the region. 13 people from Simcoe County and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19, with 4 new hospitalizations reported since Friday. Of those hospitalized, 8 are in intensive care. Those who are hospitalized range in age from under 10 to in their 70s. 1 person is fully immunized and hospitalized, but not in the ICU. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,096 cases of COVID-19 with 12,574 of those cases recovered and 256 cases ending in death. There are 5 active outbreaks in the region, including 1 at a childcare setting in Simcoe County, 2 cases, 1 retail workplace in Simcoe County, 1 case, 1 construction site in Muskoka, 4 cases, another workplace setting in Muskoka, unknown cases, and a fitness sports center in Simcoe, 3 cases. The health unit has confirmed 5,639 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 204 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. This is an increase of 55 confirmed variant cases, all Delta cases, since yesterday. The variant case breakdown includes 4,008 Alpha cases, 168 Gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 768 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 76% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and another 7% have had their first vaccine dose. Approximately 27% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 67% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 9. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosarantio 214-210, 2 September 2, 1806 60.4%, Barrie 4342-4, 147, 121.3 September 8, 2875.2% Bradford WG 2155-2096-381 September 8, 4937-72.9% Clearview 143.137.5 September 7, 951-69.3% Collingwood 254.245 3 September 7, 1,0384.9% ESA 528.500.4.1 September 8, 2,190.77.2% Innisfil 1,292-1,251.82 September 8, 3,134.69.1% Midland 208.199.6 September 7, 1,136.79.6% New Tecumseth 1,569-1,521.184 September 8, 3,706.72.2% Aurelia 344.325.8 September 6, 1,118.82.2% Oro Medant 236.222.5 September 8, 1,012.87.5% Penetanguishene 204.195.8 September 2, 1,117.82.9% Remara 114,112 The 1st of August 29 1,0964.3% Severn 91.86.3 September 3, 607.59.4% Springwater 303.295.2 September 5, 1,414.83.2% Tay 124.117 2 September 8, 1,106.82% Tiny 137.133.2 September 4, 1,028.71.1% Wasaga Beach 294.274.5.2 September 8, 1,240.78.3% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.